Chair recognizes Senator from Blackhawk, Senator Dotsler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for a point this morning?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I hate to get up again and talk about workforce issues, but I'm compelled because of the action taken by Iowa Workforce Development today. They're announcing that any individuals who come to the Des Moines Workforce Development Office who wants to sign up for unemployment benefits would be given a phone number to call. And they can call that number and then sign up for unemployment benefits. Currently, there's a large number of people that do use the telephone system to sign up for benefits. And it's really been set up for companies like when I worked for Deere & Company, when they had inventory shutdowns and you were going to probably be laid off for 2 weeks. Iowa Workforce Development worked with the company so that you would call in and sign up for benefits that way. And really, in a way, waive your work search requirements, because in order to qualify for unemployment benefits, you had to look for work. But the fact that you're going to be called back in 2 weeks, they set that up. But that isn't what the problem is. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we worked over the last 20 years, and I say we because I was appointed by Governor Terry Branstad in the 1990s to serve on his newly created Iowa Workforce Development Council. And that council was really looking at ways to integrate our systems in Iowa to provide better services to dislocated workers and those that might be unemployed, to try to get them connected with employers and get them into the world of work. A lot of other states had systems that worked better, and we actually traveled to states like Wisconsin that had one stop set up. Well, Iowa Workforce Development is really breaking down the one-stop system into a don't-bother-to-stop system. Go to a kiosk, go to your telephone, and get your services there. But what's wrong with that is that when somebody who filed for unemployment benefits walked into a workforce office and filled out that paperwork to get those unemployment benefits in an integrated system, that person would say, by the way, do you know that you qualify for Workforce Investment Act services on how to fill out a resume, how to do job search, pre-employment things like telling you when to, you know, show up to work on time for your interviews, how you dress, to motivate people and giving them an idea of what opportunities were available for them to get off unemployment and get into the world of work. And that might include some additional help through the Workforce Investment Act to get dollars to go to community college to get some additional skills. Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now we are severing that link. And now a person who files for unemployment benefits and gets on the phone and gets the benefits coming in the mail thinks the job is done. They can stay on unemployment benefits without meeting with somebody that might motivate them to get to the world of work and connect them with employers. You know, customers who walk into these offices benefit from the skilled facilitators, and those individuals have contacts with the business community. And they know, I worked as a job developer, I went out in the community and I know what businesses were hiring. And I could tell that individual, well, Jane and John Doe, if you guys go to this place, I'll help you fill out your application and tell you when to set up an interview, and you got an opportunity to get employed. But I also know that the individuals who filled out their unemployment benefits on the phone, they didn't look for work. And they ran their benefits out until the point where they started worrying. And if they couldn't find a job, the next step is welfare benefits. And I don't think anybody wants us to do that. And I'm surprised that the Association of Business and Industry isn't upset about this. Because when you keep people on unemployment benefits longer, that unemployment insurance trust fund draws down, and every one of us in this chamber had some business talk to them about the high cost of unemployment insurance, because it keeps going up as the rate you pay keeps going up as the fund draws down. So I think that we need to stick together and put an end to phone in unemployment benefits only. It's okay to call in for certain circumstances, or you can't make the trip, but you need to look at one of these counselors in the eye, and you need to talk to them about not only collecting benefits, but the steps in getting employed. It's beyond me, ladies and gentlemen, that the department has continued to go down this path of sticking a thumb in the face of dislocated and unemployed workers. It's time for it to stop. It's time to get them back to work. It's trying to help them. It's time to help them. I'll tell you what, Mr. President, I never thought I'd ever see this, that the department had come to this kind of level of basically forgetting what their job is. Before I get any madder, I think I better quit. So, Mr. President, I thank you for the opportunity and for me to discuss this important issue with the members of the Senate.